Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Somebody told me it's time for Kill Corner. So, Kill is here. Lady T is here. And we ready to get on this call. What's up, Lady T?
What's happening, my brother? From a different mother. But we still brothers and sisters.
All the time. All the time. I know you feeling so well. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Lil B.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. We don't need that. Y'all plucked them Cardinals feathers. That's what's up. It was great Monday night game. Great Monday night game, if I must say so myself. Girl, how was that weekend? Let's start there. How was that weekend?
Oh, my weekend. Well, you know, last week I had to get some minor surgery on my face because I had a little stitch on my face. So I got stitches in my face. So my face was a little achy. But I'm okay.
Okay.
Once I'm grown, you got to take care of me. Ain't that what we do the Tuesdays for?
Yeah, but you got to let us know so we can, you know, the corner family can send that prayer out, man. Y'all talking about, you ain't let nobody know what was going on with you, girl. You know? Man. I mean, sometimes as the host and the co-host, we need them prayer warriors behind us, too, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My weekend was good. It was work. And I'm trying to tell you, Treece, there is nothing like when your child surprises you and performs above and beyond your expectations. You know, I had Emmanuel out with me on the electrical job this weekend, and Treece, I'm telling you, this boy worked better than some of the adults that I've had to work with me. You know, I'm talking before I say it, he do it. Like, and you know, He is a young apprentice, so, you know, of course I'm not going to put anything serious or dangerous on him, but the stuff
right.
Like sweeping the floor, picking up the trash, when I needed tools, you know, all these things, girl, he was dead on it. He was dead on it. You understand me? And I was going to give him a certain amount, but I was led and compelled to give him more, you know, because I explained to him, you know, you were going to get this, but I'm giving you this because you gave me so much today, and you'll never really understand. You'll never really understand fully exactly what you've done. And he was like, well, what do you mean, Dad? And I was like, you know, you showed me a work ethic and skill set that a lot of adult men don't have. You know, now there are a lot of adult men that do. Those are the ones that you'll be in competition with. So it's important that you start at the bottom and work your way up higher and higher and higher until you're at a scale where not only are you comfortable, but you're sustaining yourself and your family. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand that. You know, I understand that. He's like, I didn't think I was doing that good. I was like, man, you did a hell of a job today. You did a hell of a job today. And you know, I was thinking about the treats. I said, you know, when our kids do wrong, we're quick to jump on them and chastise them and, you know, correct them for the wrong. We have to be just as quick to congratulate them and tell them what they're doing is great, you know, because those are the things that make them aspire to be more than you know, what they are or more than what they're doing. So, man, I'm telling y'all, I was blown away because that little boy, hey, young, he surprised the heck out of me. You know what I mean? And look, I had a little moment because, you know, I play music while I'm working.
Yeah.
And Shirley Caesars, I Remember Mama. You know the song? You familiar with it?
Yeah.
Girl, I played that song. Yeah, but okay, that's cool. But I played that song and I lost it. You know, and he was like, "You okay, Dad?" I was like, "That song reminds me of your grandmother." You know, I said that was one of the songs that she loved. And he was like, yeah, I can see that. He was like, but, you know, okay, let's go ahead and get back into this work, Dad. So I'm like, okay, you going to be all Mr. Work and get it done, and then you motivate me on Dad. That's my boy. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, I went away with the weekend feeling like, yes, that's my boy. And everybody know, love me some Washington football team. But at that moment, I was more impressed and more excited about my son taking the initiative and doing certain things and being being a young man that I could just, you know, like, Dad, it's okay. I got this. I'm trying to tell y'all, there is not, well, one thing, but I can't say it on air. But I ain't gonna go crazy, ain't crazy with it. But, it was a great feeling, and I appreciate him for that weekend. You know, it was great. It was great. You know, I can't say it enough, man. You know, can't say it enough, man. You know, it was everything to me. I'm sorry, Treat. I'm trying to multitask.
Really?
Okay. Today, on Tales Corner, we're going to discuss the NBA Week 7 power rankings, you know, checking for any changes to see what's going on, you know. I want to discuss my Wizards a little bit, if y'all don't mind. Hey, my boy's looking good, man. Hey, my boy's looking damn good.
Yeah.
And you know what, Trish? I am having the hardest time figuring out these power rankings because, you know,
yeah.
You have a team I'm like,
yeah.
I got to do it for Hotel's Corner and the fam, you know, but this thing driving me crazy. You know, team with less wins is ranked higher than a team with more wins. You know, it's crazy, but we'll get into all that. And hey, Lady T going to bring her week 11, you know, winners from Lady T's pick. You know what I'm saying? I follow everybody, and I'm telling you, this is a good week. This is a good week, and I was impressed with everyone.
I'm just saying,
man. You know, it was a good week of kicks. That's all I'm saying.
It really was.
Yeah, talk about. Yeah,
it really was. It really was.
Okay. That's all I'm gonna say about that. And we are also going to discuss these week 11 games. You know, what was your position on these referees and the missed calls and the phantom calls all weekend? You know,
come on, man.
I'm telling you, it's really, really seriously to me getting to the point where I'm about to say, let's go computerize, man. Go robots.
Yeah.
Let's go computerize. I'm serious because it's like, we'll get into that. Yeah. But these referees, I tell you, you know, some of these bammers need to have a Coke and a smile and just sit on the sideline like the fans. Join us with Lady T and our online caller crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner or in studio with DMV Kale and Lady T and all our studio guests at 563-999-3782, and you know it's going to be a great sports conversation, a few laughs, a few jokes, and every episode. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and a reminder: Friday, Thursday is normally a show. Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we've decided, Lady T and I, because both of us was like out to lunch for real on this, when I was reminded that Thursday will be littered with football games, we're going to ask you all to dedicate 2 hours on Wednesday. So we'll have the Thursday show tomorrow, and we'll do the pick for week 12. Got it? You with me? You with me, T? All right. All right. Yeah, you got to keep in mind. I'm telling you. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We don't know why I'm on James today, but we'll be right back.
Get up off of that thing.
I'm back.
Try to release the pressure. Get up over that thing. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know me in music. NBA power rankings. Right now at number at Treat, anytime, anything wrong, just, you know, let me know. Celtics are sitting at number 1 at 13-3. The Cavaliers are sitting at number 2 at 10-6. The Phoenix Suns are sitting at number 3 at 10-6. The Pelicans are sitting at number 4 at 9-7. The Mavericks, number 5 at 9-7. The Milwaukee Bucks are sitting at 6 at 11-4. This where that tricky thing come in, y'all. The Kings are sitting at 7 with 9-6. Portland are 8th with 10-6. The Jazz are 9th with 12. The 76ers are 10th at 8-8. And just for FYI, the Wizards are 17th at 10-7. Golden State is 20 at 8-9. The Bulls are 22nd at 6-10. The Heat is 25th at 7-10. The Lakers are 26th at 5-10. And the Spurs are bringing up the rear at 30 with 6 losses, 12 wins. Now, this is what I'm talking about. How are the Bucks behind? I can understand the Celtics. I'll even go so far as the Cavaliers, because I've seen how the Cavaliers have been playing. Hell, even the Suns. But the Pelicans, the Mavericks, and then the Bucks, the Pelicans are 9-7. The Mavericks are 9-7. The Bucks are 11-4. And then we take a trip down here to Portland. The Bucks are 12-4. Even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse to me. How is a 9-17 ahead of a 12-14? And I know they're going off of win ratio and you know, win advantage and all of that stuff, but the Jazz are 12-6. How is a 12-6 seated at number 9? It's just crazy. This NBA power ranking is more and more confusing to me than anything.
Because what are the qualifications?
Know?
I mean, like, what are they looking for? I mean, is it just a record, or are they beating people in their own division? I mean, I don't understand. I don't know. Ronnie.
Yeah, what are y'all looking for?
Right. Ronnie says that it's favoritism. The Wizards won 10 games. How they not ranked higher than what they are? Like, how many games have we ain't even played that many games? If you won 10 games, you should be ranked higher than a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Cause my team,
this is true.
It's only 17 games. That means you 10-7. It's only 7. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. I don't know what they're looking for. That's what I need to learn, find out. I need to find out when they put these power rankings out. What gets you ranked? What gets you? That's a better question. What gets you ranked?
Because
I don't understand the power ranking part of it. If we're not going off the straight schedule. I mean, the record.
Right. Right. If we're not going off, which you would think that's what you would go off of, the team's record. Because the record says it all, right? The record tells us who this team is, you know?
Yeah.
Because
they even on the stats, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. Even on the stats, it got, like when you look up the standings for NBA, right? It has wins, losses, the percentage, the games back, the conference games, the home games, away games, the losses under 10, and then your streak. Like if you on a losing streak or on a winning streak. What part of that are you looking at to make it on the power ranking slot? Because if we're going by that, if we going by that, the Cavaliers got a lower percentage but a better conference record than the first two teams, the Celtics and the Bucks. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what they looking for.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take some calls, see if we can get some help on this. Let's take some calls.
I know, right?
Let's go to Jersey. Let's go up top to my man,
let's
Lou.
Let's go to
Lou.
Jersey, Lou.
Help me with this power ranking, man. Help me out, Lou.
Okay.
Is
that where you want to start?
Where
you want to start?
How is it made
myself
up?
Let me go to the page then.
Okay.
Yeah. For the power rankings. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, the power rankings aren't always accurate anyway, first of all. I mean, there's always someone messing up something with that. So that's not unusual, especially this time of year.
Well, right.
So
okay.
you had to factor in that,
We try to figure out how they work.
No one knows how that is.
Oh,
okay,
and everybody's got their own
exactly
opinion. I mean, ESPN's got one, The Athletic's got another. It all depends who you go by. And, not everybody's on the same page with the power rankings anyway.
True that.
So,
Seth, 7183, you on the corner. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hey, how you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Manuel. Manuel, I work with Ray Struther, but we always talk sports. The situation with the power rankings going on. The reason why the Wizards are rated so low is because the way they play against teams that have been depleted this year. The Wizards have been struggling. I'm a huge Wizards fan, but they've been struggling against teams that's been depleted. And you got to look at the competition of teams. They're on the roll right now, and I'm glad of it. But you got to look at the competition. They lost OKC. OKC is not a good team.
Yep.
Miami didn't have a bunch of people there. We struggled to beat them. It seems like
that. So can I ask you a question?
They look at the power. Say it again.
So let me ask you a question. So you're saying it's the power rankings is made up of the teams that you play and how you play them?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's made
of. Oh, okay.
That's
okay. I get it now.
That's what it's made of. I mean, if you look at the reason why Cleveland's up there that high like that, Cleveland, if you look at their schedule, Cleveland beat us in overtime. And in all honesty, to be honest, it should have never went to overtime because they was killing us. But, they still got a young team and they made some mistakes down the road, which we put down
but
the end of the game.
Are they good? Shouldn't the fact that it did go to overtime count more against them than for them?
Man, we lost OKC.
I'm understanding that. And then to lose the OKC and then to take no, we didn't lose the OKC. We beat the Thunder.
Yes, we did. We lost the OKC. Yeah, we lost. Trust me, I watched every game.
Yeah,
lost,
I watched every game, too. I don't recall losing.
What's my man's name? SGA. He hit a shot at the end of the game to beat
us. SGA hit that shot at the end of the game. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct because Bill, once again, was too busy celebrating the basket that he made to give us the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say this, too, because I haven't talked to you guys. This is my first time talking. I'm going to say this, too. I'm not a huge Bill fan. I'm not a huge Bradley Bill fan. I think the team plays better without Bradley Bill.
Please be careful, bro. Be careful.
I'm gonna offend some people, bro. I'm being real. And I'm gonna tell you why this is.
You ain't trying to
see your
opinion, right? That's how you feel.
Well, hold up. Because when I say that very same sentiment,
you be saying get rid of him. You be saying get rid of him.
Yes.
He said he don't like him. That's all he said.
We should have never signed to that money. Now I'm gonna ask y'all a question. You answer this for me. Do you think Bradley Beal is a top 25 player? No.
No.
He's not a top 25 player. I tell you what, I will go player for player with you and go down the list, and I can name 25 players that's better than him, and we sign up to all his money. And then if you watch, you got to watch our team too. Watch when they playing. If you watch Kuzma, when Bill ain't there, Kuzma's lights out. When Bill is there.
Lights out.
Yeah. When Bill is there, Kuzma, he don't shine. We hold our young
rhythm is off.
And you know what it is? He's afraid to do something without going through Bill because he think he's going to get benched if he do it.
Well, he knows he's not going to get benched. He's not going to get benched.
Hey,
I'll
tell you what. Let me tell you that. If you shoot that ball more than Bradley Beal, where you think you're going to be?
Yeah.
Answer that question. If you shoot that ball more than Bradley Beal, where you think you're
going
to be?
If they going in, you're going to be still on that court. Now, if they ain't going in, you're going to be sitting on the bench. Now, I don't know nobody in their right mind that's going to take somebody out of the game that's shooting buckets.
Hey, he can't get in the rhythm
winning.
Through Bill. He cannot get in the rhythm through. I tell you this, too. Since you're Bill, and I love people like you.
I
love people like
you.
I'm going to tell you this. Now, you look this up for me. Look up Bill's turnover.
Okay.
And then come back and talk.
Uh-oh.
And then look up his turnover. Not only look up his turnover, at the critical points in the game.
I know he turns the ball over. I know he turns
the ball
over. But that's why they need another point guard and keep the ball out of his hand. That is on the coach.
Hey,
that is on the coach. That is not on Bradley Beal.
That
is on the coach.
Can I say this?
When Westbrook was there, he had a lot of turnovers too.
Goodwin has stepped up and shown us that he's capable of not just igniting the second team, he's capable of igniting the first team. You know why? He plays as
a true point
guard. He facilitates.
And he plays defense.
And he plays defense.
I don't know the young lady's name.
Bradley Beal ain't no point. I mean,
your next door neighbor, Bradley Beal.
Come on.
Bradley Beal's an awful defensive player. That's one of our problems. Watch the switch offs. Watch the games and watch the switch offs.
Yeah.
You watch the switch off and watch. And then after the guy hits the three, look who's turning around looking at the other guys. Instead of going over top of that screen,
That's not my team. Like I advocate for him because I think he's a great player, and they're not using him in the right way.
Oh,
no. That's what I think.
All right, that's what I think.
That's just my opinion. I'm only one person. That's just me.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to give somebody else a chance to talk. The biggest thing to me, when John Wall left, that hurt Bradley Beal.
I can go with that. It put a lot of weight on his back. You're right.
It put a lot of weight on Huckleberry.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
57. I know you hear this argument. Come on in here.
Oh, you know I am. You know I am. Manuel, you had me for a minute. I was with you when you was talking all the analytical stuff. I'm like, yeah, he got the power rankings down and all of that. But when you are talking about Bradley Beal, is not a good player. He's not last year Bradley Beal up until the last 2 weeks of the season. Led the league in scoring. You know, problem isn't Bradley Beal. The problem is the coaching on the team. The problem isn't Bradley Beal. The problem is that Bradley Beal is being asked to do more than he's supposed to be doing. He's not a point guard. He's a shooting guard. And you're asking him to be a point guard, and you're asking him to be your shooting guard. You're asking him to do too much. If you just get the ball out of his hands, he wouldn't have as many turnovers. If you need a point guard on that team, the coach, Thumbnail, Gumby, whatever y'all call him, he's not coaching that team correctly. That's what the problem is.
That's why he got that nickname.
That's what the problem is. You cannot dismiss Bradley Beal. If Bradley Beal led the league in scoring all the way up until the last part of the season, you cannot say this guy is a bum. He got hurt. And if he hadn't got hurt, he probably would have been the league leader in scoring. But he got hurt.
He didn't say he was a bum. He just said he couldn't play. He didn't say he was a bum.
Well, if you're sure he's not in the top 25, sis, you might as well say he's a bum. You might as well say he's a bum.
No, you can't. You can't. No, no, no. Bum and not in the top 25. Because, listen, we're talking about a league with well over 200-300 players. Okay? 452. So for him not to be in the top 25, that doesn't mean he's a bum. No one has ever said that Bradley Beal was a bum. All I'm saying is too many mistakes and crucial moments have come to hurt this Wizards team.
Mm-hmm.
Have come to hurt this.
Because we're asking
team.
Him to do too much, Kale. We're asking him to be the point guard, the shooting guard, run the team, be the leader. We're asking this guy to do too much.
If everybody just play their role and get in their role and do what they're supposed to do and not do more than what they're supposed to do, then I think y'all team is a championship team for real, because y'all got some really good players and y'all really, you know, y'all can make a run for at least the playoffs with this team that y'all got. But y'all got to use him right.
The only thing Bradley Beal needs to be concerned with is shooting the ball. All that passing. I have yet to see in the crucial moments of the game Bradley Beal throw a pass that's accurate.
Well, one thing I've learned, Kale, is not to try to change your mind on Bradley Beal. So I ain't gonna even worry about it.
Right, that's what I was saying.
The proof is in the watch. The proof is in the viewing. The proof is in everything I'm saying. He does. If you watch him. And I'm not saying Grant is a bad player. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying maybe for this Wizards team, he's not as good as he used to be for us. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Because the Wizards have other players, good players. This young, I said it one time, I'm going to say it again. This young and Goodwin, he's a beast. Youngin is a beast. The energy and excitement that he brings to this Wizard team off the bench, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Sorry, go ahead, Dirk. Come on in here. Tell me I'm wrong.
Hey, D. Somebody need to mute their phone.
That's probably Kaylee in the background with her. She's listening to
what
she's
doing.
That ain't her. That's somebody else.
If you're not talking, please mute your phone for me.
All yours. I heard a little. I hear everything what everybody was saying. I came into the pot where somebody said John Wall leaving hurt Bradley Beal. I'm going to disagree on that, because when we got Westbrook, he had his best season ever. So even after that, he was still Bradley Beal. He was still doing the same things he was doing. He just didn't have a point guard, basically. In my opinion, you saying he turned the ball over in crucial moments. I will have to challenge you on those. Y'all haven't had no crucial moments. What's a crucial moment to y'all?
What?
Y'all haven't been playing
for
nothing.
Have you been watching this year?
What have you been smoking?
Yes.
We just had crucial moments Sunday. We won the game, but that thing came down to the wire.
Listen, Charlie. But that goes against your point.
And
you
Bill,
said we
Bill
won the
had
game.
Three. Bill had three turns. Charlotte scored.
Your phone going out, bro.
Uh-oh.
Three turnovers.
Your phone going out, bro.
Bill had three turnovers. And every turnover that Bill had resulted in which
nah, bro.
It was chopped.
I can't hear you.
We can't hear you, bro.
You said You said something that has?
I can't hear myself.
God, hear me now.
Yes.
God, hear me now.
We can hear you saying
not
now.
Really. Yeah, I was about to say not really, is it?
I said if you watch the game on Sunday, Bill had three turnovers under 2 minutes, right? And every turnover that Bill had, Charlotte went down and scored on. That was Bradley Beal throwing crazy cross-court passes, throwing at if you 6'10", don't throw the ball at my feet, my ankles. I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to catch that. You know?
Did you say three turnovers?
But you said
three?
Crucial moments, and y'all won. So
but three turnovers, man. Come on, that ain't nothing.
That you know, I don't even think Bill.
When you try to win a game,
career,
that's everything.
Oh, but you won the game three turnovers, Cale.
You calling out one game in a 72 season? One game that you saying he had three turnovers in the last 2 minutes?
This is all the time with Bradley Beal. This is all the time with Bradley Beal.
No, it's not. It's not, though. It's not.
Okay. Okay. Well, like Manuel said, look at Bill's stats and holler at me, and you'll see exactly what I'm saying. Look at his stats.
Bill, don't.
You'll see exactly what I'm saying.
What stat do you want me to look at? What stat do you want me to look at? That's what I'm asking.
True. Are we not talking turnovers?
He probably averaged 2.5 turnovers in his career. Is that
in the first quarter?
How many turnovers a game do you think Stephon Curry had? How many turnovers a game do you think Stephon Curry had? And he has the ball in his hand all the time. Your point guard don't have turnovers, bro. Whatever you're saying, bro. Your poor guard is going to have turnovers. And for him to only have three turnovers in a game that they won means nothing, man, really.
But hold on. Told me he's not my point guard.
He's running at your point guard.
He averages 2.4 in his career turnovers. Is that a lot for a two guard? No.
Not at all.
It's win, bro. It doesn't matter.
You can say that about a lot of players.
Let's see. A quarterback that we all think is good, right? If he's averaging two turnovers per game, we're going to say, man, he hurting his team.
Quarterback.
Yes. But
we're talking about two different sports, though. If you're a quarterback and you throw two interceptions, you probably hurt your team. But we talking basketball, bro. We talking basketball, Kale.
Two turnovers in football.
Yeah.
Totally different than two turnovers in basketball.
You guys are missing my point as usual. Because you're talking too fast. Listen. A player that causes turnovers for his team is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. I don't care what.
That's not true. That's not true.
Okay. I can't agree with that, man.
That's not true, Kim.
That's a good part of the game.
That's not true. You're talking two different sports. You're talking two different sports, Kim.
Right. But you're talking
two different sports, Gail. Talking two different sports, Gail.
It's the same. No, it's not.
Two turnovers in football can ruin that game. Has killed you.
Let him finish.
Two opportunities for the team to score, the other team to score, or is it not?
Go ahead,
Hold on.
Hey,
hold on.
I'm,
hold on. Hold on. In one sport,
I'm gonna let Darius talk.
You get in one sport you get 19 turnovers, an average of 19 turnovers. In the other sport, you get an average of 102. So how is this the same? Please tell me how is this the same?
Every time the ball is turned over, it's crucial. Because every time the ball is turned over, it's an opportunity for the other team. It's an opportunity for the other team to either gain the lead or increase their lead. So I don't know what y'all talking about.
Let me ask you this question.
Let me ask you this. I've been watching, but turnovers are not good.
Let me ask you this question.
Everybody knows that, man. That's like, come on, man. Everybody knows turnover ain't good. Everybody knows that. But you can't tell me that you can make three turnovers. You can make three turnovers or two turnovers in a basketball game, and the basketball game is over. You can make two turnovers on a football game, and damn near the game is over. You throw two interceptions, you almost lost. You probably lost the game. But it ain't
the
same thing in
basketball.
If I'm up 16 on
the team and I turn it over, does it matter? It don't matter.
Right. That's right.
Look,
if I'm up 15 points in basketball and I turn the ball over,
this is
don't
what
matter.
I'm going to say about all of that. This is what I'm going to say about all
hey,
of that, okay? Y'all keep watching Little League and getting all y'all fundamentals from the Little League game. When you're ready to step up to the pros, I'm here with you. Let's go to my man, Shane. What's up, Shane?
It's easy
What's
to say that when you're wrong, ain't it?
Nah, not at all. Because I ain't wrong,
family.
Bro.
Much love and respect. How y'all doing today, baby? I hear y'all.
Hey, bro.
What's up, bro?
I hear it. Okay. Block is hot. How y'all doing today?
Man,
what's up,
great, bro.
Okay.
I know that's right. Who y'all talking about, my man, Bradley Beal? Y'all already know how I feel.
Step in with a little wisdom, because we ain't got nothing right now. Step in with a little, please.
Right.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
57. Turn it out.
Yeah. Okay, ma'am.
Wow.
Y'all already know how I feel about Bradley Beal, man. Y'all done said enough, man.
Hey,
I ain't gonna keep
Shane,
on talking about Bradley Beal, man.
We know how you feel about Bradley Beal. Please explain to them that turnovers are not a good thing. At any moment,
nobody
never
said.
And
then
explain the difference to him.
Nobody argue that.
I know turnovers is not a good thing. It's definitely not a good thing. But
nobody
argues.
If I'm up 15 right now on a team and I turn the ball over, does it matter?
It does.
Basketball,
that turnover might spark them, and they go on a run.
But in basketball, that's what happens to every game. Every game turnover makes in basketball. That's what happens when you start making too many turnovers. Yeah, you go run. But that's when you just got to lock down and stop making the mental mistakes, man. That's all
it
is.
Can I say this, too? In basketball, they consider some bad shots turnovers. Because that's true. They get the rebound and they on the break. So if in this sport, because he compared it to football. So if in this sport they consider taking a shot of a turnover, how can you compare it in football when you take a shot?
A crazy missed shot is just as disgusting to me as a turnover, because you had an opportunity to do something good with the basketball, but you chose to put your team at jeopardy with a wild, crazy shot. Come again, bro.
Can I ask Tang a question?
Crazy
shot, $200.
Can I ask Tang a question?
You answer everybody. Put it out there.
What's more detrimental? Two turnovers in football or two turnovers in basketball?
Well, we all know two turnovers in football, you're going to be done. Like I said,
thank you.
Basketball, they make runs all day long. In football,
right.
You make that two turnovers.
Two turns in football, you're done.
You're done.
Hey, listen, bro. A turnover is a turnover. I don't care.
All this hibbity-hibbity-jibbity-jibbity.
The definition is the same. You had the ball, and now the other team has the ball. A turnover is a turnover. I don't care what you're playing. Your whole position changes during a turnover. Okay? In basketball, you go from offense to defense in the blink of an eye because of a turnover.
Yeah.
So a turnover is a turnover.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Let's see what my man did.
So in football, it's the same thing. A turnover goes from offense to defense or vice versa.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
I mean, it is.
Exactly. Come on, 007. What did it do?
Hey, now, what's up, y'all? It's good hearing from y'all today.
What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, I'm looking at these. Ain't nothing chilling. I'm looking at these stats, right? Total turnover, 17 turnovers by the Wizards. No, you can't. I mean, you seldom win games when you have 17 turnovers. But good thing you have 13, you're able to get 13 blocks at the same time. And at the same time, shooting 72.2% at the free throw, that don't win you games either. There's things you have to do. You have to be consistent, have less than like 5-6 turnovers in a basketball game, because this is, look, miraculous. When you had 17 turnovers and you win the game. Now, I heard somebody say Bradley Beal had 3 turnovers by himself. What about the other 14 turnovers? Where that coming from?
Somebody. It came from somebody.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's not all Bradley Beal. But what I can say that they did come clutch in the fourth quarter by Bradley Beal passing it to, KP. And that was clutch, and that's a sign of teamwork. You know, he don't have to do it by himself, but at the same time, he can't beat himself with them turnovers. That's what all boils down to.
That's true.
Hey, listen, let me just say this. Bradley Beal had 3 turnovers at the end of the game. He had more than 3 for the game. He had more than 3 turnovers for the entire game.
Exactly.
He just had 3 exactly. in the crucial moments. That's what I was trying to say. He just had 3 in the crucial moments. Case in point, I don't think we're going to know what this Wizards team is without Bradley Beal, because, I mean, I don't think they're going to trade or get rid of him, and I'm not the type that wish for injuries. I'm not that type. So, matter of fact, he got hurt the other night, and I was like, damn, I hope he be all right. You know what I mean? Because I'd rather a player lose his spot because of his play and not an injury, for real. Seriously. But
I mean, we seen this team without Bradley Beal. He was just out for like 5 games or 7 games. We just seen it without
yep.
him.
Most of those games were at home, where the Wizards went 5-1.
There you go.
Went 5-1. And guess what? The one game that they lost, who was in with them? It
Bradley
was the
Beal.
Night Bradley Beal,
Bradley Beal
came back.
No, sure did.
Night Bradley Beal
sure
came
did.
Back.
So why are you counting that game if he was in? Don't count that game. I'm saying
Hey, big bro.
Then you're going to say when he returns.
Can I say something about that game?
Y'all number 5 in the East. Why y'all so mad right now? Y'all number five in the East.
Can I say something about that game that we lost when Bradley Beal came back?
Boy,
we lost because that was the coach's fault. When we came out of first quarter, we was up 37-18. He brought the whole five crew in there. He took the whole starting five off, put the whole five in there. The whole five let that comeback on us, and the coach should have been stopped it and started putting the starters back in there. And another thing, like I told y'all, Hachimura is about to be gone. In that game, that boy had one rebound and 4 points. Gaffer had one or two rebounds also. Yeah. Bradley Beal out-rebound all our big men. I keep telling you. And Gaffer and them messed that game up, and the coach messed that game up. It was not Bradley Beal's fault at all. Bradley Beal brought us back, hit the clutch shot at that game, took us to overtime. And that Bama hit that mean shot and hit that three-pointer. Just was a great shot. Wasn't nothing we can do about it.
Right. No defense could have done nothing with that.
Yeah, I'm not taking away from –
But what I'm saying is when you said Bradley Beal came back and that's why they lost, no, they lost because the coach didn't start putting the first game lineup in there. And it was already 5 minutes in the second quarter, and they came back on a 15-point run and took the lead before halftime. And Gaffer only had one darn rebound, and Hachimura only had two rebounds.
You guys are having selective memory. You guys are having selective memory. I did not say that the Wizards lost because Bradley Beal was in the game. I didn't say that. I said the
you might as well.
One.
You said the game they
I
lost.
Said the
you said the game they lost is when Bradley Beal came
when
back.
Bill was dead. Yes, that's not
okay.
Lost
so
for
basically,
him.
You saying
that not the thing?
Then what did that mean?
DJ not lose his first game back.
DJ what did that mean? When that come out your mouth that they lost that game, the one game that they lost.
I'm
when Bradley Beal came back, what did that mean? That
means
they lost
that
the game.
That means I'm just speaking
Bradley
the truth,
bro.
That
no,
means
the truth. I just told you the truth.
The truth.
I just told you the truth.
Well,
he lost the game.
Y'all say
that.
Y'all say speaking the truth. So I'm confused.
Okay.
Hold
okay.
on. See, this is where y'all getting confused at. I had asked them what was Wizards doing when Bradley Beal was out. He said they went 5-1, right? And then he tried to throw in the one loss was when Bradley Beal came back. That ain't had nothing to do with anything. They went 5-0 when he was gone. You asked about that. That's where I was at. Then he tried to sneak this Beal by saying
okay.
he came back. They
okay.
lost. That wasn't never the conversation.
Okay. 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 Let's take another call here, man. 908.
You.
In
Jersey.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Nas, man. You know what I mean?
Hey,
what's up,
y'all? What up?
Happy
holidays, bro. I'm sorry, y'all. I meant to say that to everyone, man. Happy holidays, y'all. But go ahead, now.
You
happy
too,
holidays.
Bro. Yeah. Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey man, you know I don't care about being an unpopular person, so... Do we think the Wizards are good? Like, I'm hearing some strange things here when I'm listening to this call.
We were talking about Beal in particular. This Beal. We were talking about Beal.
That's what I wanted to get into. Y'all need to be on the phone with the Warriors and getting back Jordan Poole, Kuminga, and if you can, Wiseman in a package for Bradley Beal. Like, this team ain't going nowhere anyway. What are y'all going to get? A play-in game? No, they need to tear this down.
Who's your team, bro?
Well, why would they do that? They gave him $251 million. Why would they do that? Who takes
so they can let Golden State
pay
it?
$250 million?
Golden State. Because Golden State is panicking right now. Things aren't looking good.
You think they
can give
a pool? Man,
are you talking about Jordan Poole?
They can give pool money. No, that's y'all talking crazy.
How is that
Jordan Poole, though?
Have y'all watched Golden State lately?
Yeah, how is Jordan Poole leaving? Jordan Poole ain't going nowhere. They just gave that boy all that money.
Nah.
He just got punched in the face. He ain't going nowhere.
That's where I'm getting that Jordan Poole, though. No.
His extension came up. He had to sign.
Getting punched in the face. No.
You bring back.
No.
Hold on, man, because I'm talking about some real stuff that can actually happen. I don't know what y'all talking about. But Brandon
Real
Hill
stuff?
Not
no
Jordan
Poole coming here.
Wiseman,
we talking about real stuff?
And Kuminga, yeah, that can happen. What you mean? Yeah, they had to sign it to his extension. They was going to do that. Same way the Wizards had to sign Beal to his extension. That don't mean you have to keep him. Because when it come down to it, what y'all want to say? You finished Bradley Beal's career out and you made the playoffs a couple of times? Nah, you need to tear this down and retool and hope you can find a sucker that'll pay you too much for Kuzma.
How many times y'all going to do that? How many times y'all going to
do
that?
Exactly, on our coach. This is only his second year. Why would we tear the team down?
Like,
we already did.
He going
to
coach
the team down. We tore the team down since John Wall been gone. We tore the team down since John Wall been gone. What more do
What's
you want to tear down?
What's that JV
sometimes it's time to start building up. Sometimes it's time to start building up. That's the problem. And like I keep saying, that's the problem with the Washington.
Y'all are
kept
out and y'all have no ceiling.
No
patience.
No. You
want to go what I don't understand is,
our Washington fans, we don't give nobody no time to do nothing. This is our coach second year, and this is our GM third year. I'm not about
Thank
to tear
you.
The team down again. Come on, man. What y'all? It's just start
all
over.
Hold on.
And you're going to say 17 up
that.
Again.
Hold on. Wait a minute. One other time, y'all.
So you're saying a big three of Kuzma, Beal, and Porzingis, you think that team can get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah.
Man, we got dogs on the bench.
Yeah. And we play all the way down to 12 men. We play everybody on our bench. We haven't did that in 10 years.
Yeah.
So if you play everybody on your bench down to 12 men, that's a sign that you don't have a good team. In the NBA,
Let me tell you what that is. That's your second year coach. They're boarding his players, and he's trying to figure out what these guys can do before these 25 games, and then it's time to ball. This is second year coaching, y'all.
When y'all get put out the play-in game at the end of the season, y'all just say that's a successful season. If that's what y'all happy with, then
we got 10 games.
I mean, you're
this team
is not good, man. If y'all want to ride on the Hawks, you can. I'm fine with that.
Who's your team? Who's your team?
We like the Hawks.
Brother, I just told you three times. If you want to ride on the Hawks, you can.
That's who you riding with? Is that who you riding with? How many years y'all had the opportunity to get to the finals and you haven't made it? And yet, what you going to do with that team? Let's talk about that. What you going to do with that team?
Well, you asked me the question to answer, or you asked me so you can say it again?
Now, I'm waiting.
Okay, so, no, we haven't had a finals team since Dominique Nim. So, no, we haven't had a finals-level team since then. The closest we got was 2 years ago. We were in the Eastern Conference Finals. How about you?
Hey, like Tang just told you, we got the opportunity to get to the finals this year.
Oh, my God.
We got the opportunity to get to the finals this year.
Y'all need to go back
this. We got a good team.
Like 200 to 1. Y'all need to go make some money.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Where did you get your odds from, bro?
My team looks
Where did you get your odds from?
Go to FanDuel.
Where did you get your odds from, bro? You just throwing out numbers and stuff? Are you just throwing out numbers or you got some facts?
You want me to pull it up for real? I'll pull it up for real.
Yeah. Don't just talk it, bro. Say we do. If you got facts.
Go ahead. I got you. I do it. Go ahead. I got it.
Just for you. NBA futures. Let me find them Wizards. NBA championship to win. Okay.
One more thing before I go. In response to
$222 to one.
Come on, though.
I think within the next 10 to 15 years.
Wait a minute, Darius. Hold on, y'all. Go ahead, Lou.
This is in response to what Kale said earlier.
I think within the next 5 to 10 years, you are going to see robot refs and umpires take over the game, because these people who claim to be professionals are blind as bats. They don't know what they're doing. So I think the sooner we get the robots in, the better off the games are going to be. On that note, good night.
Good night.
What he just said.
I know, that's right.
Robot baseball.
So then ask for the odds. I found the odds. Then
come on, Darry.
See how it go?
Nah, I just wanted to ask him. So when y'all had Joe Johnson, Josh Smith, and Al Horford and all those guys, Mike Bibby, y'all wasn't considered a championship team?
No.
Oh,
they
children.
Oh, my. Y'all made the – oh, okay. Okay.
They got
wow.
beat. They got
wow.
beat the first round by the Celtics
come
the first
on,
year.
Bro.
The rest of the years, LeBron
y'all,
knocked
y'all
them out the playoffs, and they made an Eastern Finals once. That was it.
Team. Y'all was considered a championship team.
They were a playoff team, man. Huge difference between the championship
team
and the
goodness.
Playoffs.
I'm saying what ESPN and them were saying.
Well, cool. I don't know who cool. said that over the ESPN.
Well,
what
are y'all
what
this
did
year?
You see?
What kind of team you got
what
this year,
you,
bro?
You know
what kind of team you got this
the
year?
The hell with ESPN. What did you see?
Oh, wow.
What did you see? I don't care.
I seen
what
the championship team.
And everybody else say. I want to know what you saw.
I seen the championship team. Joe Johnson, Mike Bibby, Al, Jamal Crawford.
Right.
Like, come on. I seen a championship caliber team. I mean, I don't know what y'all think.
Okay, so why did
great.
They win?
I saw a bunch of great players.
None of that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
That team wasn't that good, bro. They're a playoff team. That's cool. Depends on what your expectations are. If you good with just going to the playoffs, the Wizards team as assembled, yeah, y'all can make the playoffs and possibly win a series. Is that good enough, or should you retool it?
It's better than what they did last year. That's all I'm saying. So,
actually, last year about this time, when they started to tank. I'm trying to see. Last year about this time when all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
with all the moves that our GM made in the last 3 years and the coach for his second year, yeah, if we make the playoffs, that's gonna be good for our coach. That's gonna be real good. It's gonna be real
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah,
I don't know why
I don't know why
we'd be
have younger players and more cap space. Like y'all capped out right now. You're paying Porzingis a lot of money.
That's
paying Beal a lot of money.
Hey,
paying Kuzma a lot.
That's
of money.
Why Hachimura.
I'm saying
that's
get
why
younger and cheaper.
To become.
That's
why Hachimura is about to become. Hachimura is about to
be
gone
can't
next
be
year.
A Hawks fan.
I know too much about the Wizards.
I'm an NBA guy. I know a little bit about the NBA.
Yeah, whatever, bro. Whatever.
I'm just saying. If y'all flip Bill and then let Kuzma get a whole bunch of shots up to the trade deadline, y'all could probably get more than you deserve for Kuzma and flip
hey,
him
nah,
too. That's all
fan.
I'm saying.
You a fan.
I'm an NBA
man,
guy.
Man, we're going to grab that fourth seed. We're going to grab that fourth seed and go to the playoffs where we belong. That's how we're going to do that. You worry about your Hawks.
All right.
Now, if y'all see us in the playoffs, y'all think y'all going to win that series?
Come on, Ronnie.
I was about to go to commercial,
you worry about your Hawks.
I want that.
Now, if y'all see us in the playoffs, are y'all going to win?
We'll see y'all in the playoffs.
Season,
y'all in the playoffs every year. You don't go nowhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Hey,
oh,
I'm trying to stop y'all.
Like y'all just like the Dallas Cowboys. The playoffs is just an exit road for you. That's all. That's an exit road.
Since you know we're going through that, why are you trying to stop
you? You know?
Why are you trying to stop me?
So, yeah, we used to see in the Atlanta Hawks. We used to see in the Atlanta Hawks in the playoffs. That's the only place we used to see them, in the playoffs. They ain't never in the championship.
And then on the couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you,
007. So why y'all
all
trying
right.
to back the same program? I'm trying to save y'all.
Come on, Kevin.
You ain't saving us, bro. We don't need your help, bro. We don't need your help.
All right.
We don't need your help.
Five, three.
Did nobody call? You called us.
You called us, bro. You called us. We didn't call you.
Memphis be loving that la-la-la. Beanie Sigel always loving that la-la-la. Neptune track smoke like la-la-la. It's the rock, baby, sing I love the bar. Come on. Excuse me, miss. You should come hang with me. Basically. Hold up. Skip all the singing. Let's get right tonight, mommy. I know my English ain't as modest as you like, but come get some, you little bums. Take the cake from under the baker's thumb. I bake the cake, get two of them for one. Then I move the weight like I'm Oprah's son. I show you how to do this, son. Young no mess with chicks and Burberry patterns. Fake Manolo boo straight from C. Madden. He patterns himself to rap JFK. You wanna pass with my Jacqueline on asses? Then hop, yeah, top that S-class. Lay back in that Maybach roller best. I ask, have you in your long-legged life ever seen a watch surrounded by this much pink ice? Look but don't touch, young scrapper, think twice. Cause the gas that I clutch got a little red light. Need a light to light that la-la.
Like that la-la-la. All right, all right. Great conversation, guys. Appreciate all the input. But now, see, y'all made me just go off track. You know what I mean? 57 telling the man he called us. Boy.
Hey, boy. You think I'm uncomfortable coming to a room full of Wizards fans? I ain't got no problem with it. I'm just telling
hey,
you.
Hey, Jay Nas. That's just the way we roll, baby. We love you, bro.
If it's one thing I know for sure, Nas going to be Nas wherever he goes. For real. Now,
exactly.
Big facts. The song that I want to play. All right. Oh my God. Manual technique, man. I like this. I like this. All right, come on, Lady T. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Listen, I just want to thank everybody that joined in on these kills. Lady T, send y'all to mute your phone, please. They got the background or something. Somebody moving around or something.
Somebody got some crazy background right now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thank you. Listen, guys, I want to support. I mean, I want to thank y'all for the support of Lady T's Picks. That's what I really want to do. I want to thank you all for that and entrusting me and with that. So, with that being said, you guys, because this week was amazing, guys. We did good. Everybody did good, y'all. Everybody did good. But it can only be one winner. All right? Let's start at the bottom, and then we're going to be ending up at the top, okay? Started from the bottom, and we have seven picks. Seven picks. We have Darius. Mute your phone. Somebody mute your phone. If y'all not talking, mute your phone. Darius and 57. We have Miss Reese, 10 picks, and Lou, you always give your picks, but you never give a score, and I have to always keep telling you that, and this time you didn't leave a score. So you did get 10 picks, but you didn't leave a score. So Lou is out because you didn't leave a score. So we have, at 10 picks, we have Betty, Lady T, Kale, Tang, Mima, A. That is good at 10 picks, guys. That was good at 10 picks. But
oh, my God.
What?
No.
Right? Mm. And if you haven't heard your name, that means you still could be the winner, but you might not be the winner. So let me keep it moving. Those were the 10. It's a little trick to this one. This week. Now,
yeah,
if you haven't heard the name, you could be the winner. 11 picks. We have 007. and 007 is the winner by just
say what?
I'm the winner. I'm the winner because
man,
he did
playing.
Not play the kitty. So you just have bragging rights.
Okay? No, I did put in five. I put in five.
Mm-hmm. That was last week, bro.
No, no, no. Because he said he had got me, and I sent you five.
Who said he had got
me? I did. No.
Who said it?
He put in. Remember, Brother Kel, he put in five for me the last. Brother Kel put in five for me the last time. That gave the.
Yep, I remember him saying that.
For the last time?
Yeah,
that was that
I gave
game.
It.
Yeah.
I gave it.
Was it this game?
I gave it.
That wasn't this game.
No. Yeah, that was the 5-4.
Man, y'all ain't winning, kid.
Yeah,
listen,
he was saying,
I don't
well,
have... Okay, go ahead. I'm
he
listening.
Was already... He's saying that I put his 5 up last week, and then he doubled back and put another 5 up, so he thought he was covered this week. Is that... Am I hearing
yeah.
you correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what? If that's the case, I ain't squawking, cause I ain't listen. Ronnie is the winner. Period.
Thank you.
Boom.
Thank you.
Yes, Ronnie is the winner.
Thank
then, if that's what it is, hey. If Kel put up the thing for last time and you covered it for this time, hey. I'm good with
Ronnie,
it.
Can I get? Yeah,
I'm
Ronnie,
good with it.
Yeah.
I want my five. I want my $5.
I got you. Say
I
less.
I want my sandwich.
Say less. I got you.
I want my sandwich.
I got you.
I want my five.
Look, I was more than that. I want my five, too. But listen, guys, I want to congratulate 007. I want to congratulate 007. He is week 11 win. Winner, he is week 11 winner. You guys, we'll
man,
be right back.
Good.
We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back and talk football. 563-999-3782. And again, congratulations.
Hey, what did Tang
we'll
do?
Right back.
What did Tang do?
He got checked.
All right. And thank y'all.
Ronnie, shut up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shut up, Ronnie. Shut up, Ronnie.
I'm on cloud nine.
I know that's right.
No. Congratulations, bro. Because, Ronnie, I ain't going to lie to you. If you be making your picks, I'll be like, oh, boy. Oh, boy. And you,
no.
Hey,
you
hey,
know
hey,
what? Can I tell y'all what did it? I knew what did it. It was two games that did it. That New England game and the boys versus girls game. That's what did it. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No,
the Raiders and the,
it was the Steelers. It was, you picked the Bengals. Everybody else picked the Steelers.
Right.
And you picked the Patriots.
Yeah. So it was
no.
New
remember
England
y'all was doing the Raiders
the
versus the Broncos. It was the women versus the men. All the men picked the Raiders, and all the women picked the Broncos.
Women picked the
That was the fun part about the whole thing right there.
Yeah, that was.
Can we let Neymar know? I will never pick the Jets again.
That's Reese.
That's Reese. That's Reese.
I won't follow her in the battle no more.
Don't give up on them. They might be something different. So they might be something different going forward.
His quarterback need to be punched in the face.
He need to be fired.
How are we punching
well,
the
quarterback? Well, I don't know if they can fire him. They ain't got too many more options behind them, so they gonna have to shape him on up. They gonna just have to test
go get Baker Mayfield.
And
go get Baker Mayfield.
We might see old Mark Flacco out there again, man.
Do you want to address this comment?
He
did him.
I did not pick the Steelers, and I did not pick the Jets.
Look.
No, who is this we talking to now?
You want to go back
Neymar.
And get a take?
Oh, no, I remember you saying. I remember that. I thought I had the wrong person. My bad.
She picked the Patriots. She sure did.
Yeah, she picked New England.
And I definitely ain't picked the Steelers because every time I see the Steelers, I think it's 6-7, and they losers.
Oh, Neymar.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, she went to the
by the way,
when we end up in the Super Bowl, don't say nothing.
We won.
When?
You say what, Mima?
What'd you say, Mima? I think her phone went out.
Man.
57. When y'all going to the Super Bowl? We going this year, man.
I ain't jinxing nothing. I ain't saying nothing about no Super Bowl over here. Nothing.
He's talking about Super Bowl. Good grief.
Even though we dragged them Cardinals.
I want to ask one question.
Yes.
The only person can't answer this question is Lady T, because you already know the answer. So
okay.
We watched a football game last night. Who was the best player on the field last night? The best offensive player on the field last night. Who?
Debo Samuel.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Debo Samuel.
I mean, like, you can't go wrong. I think it was what's his name? Trent Williams, to me, was the best offensive player on the field last night.
He was taking people out. He was taking them out.
He was blocking three people at a time.
But was Trent doing anything we wasn't expecting him to do? We died like expect Trent.
No, not really.
I mean,
not really.
He
just upped his level.
Bro.
And I don't mean no disrespect. He just upped his level since he left the Redskins, bro. 100%. And I'm not saying he wasn't giving it with the Washington football team, because he was. But since he's gone to San Francisco, he's become incredible.
Yeah, because he got with a team that knows how to win and get the most out of their players. See, in San Francisco, John Lynch and Shanahan running things. In Washington, Dan Snyder, I'm out the door. You know, and when Trent Williams was here, also Bruce Allen was running things. That's why the Shanahan gave us 1 year. Packed up and got the hell out of Dodge. And got the hell out of Dodge. Because this owner
believed in his mind that he knew everything about managing, running, and operating a football team, which he knew diddly squat about any of it. Any of it. I'm going to be Jerry Jones. I'm going to be the next Jerry Jones. Bruh, guess what? The league don't really like Jerry Jones, man. Dude, the NFL and won. You think they forgot about that?
Yeah. I'm talking about he got a lot of money,
yourself,
too. I know
bro.
A little bit.
Yeah. It helped boost the Cowboys' total value up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jerry, wannabe Jerry, you know, and the Heat has calmed down a little bit, too. I've been thinking about calling the papers and say, listen, y'all need to do some more reports on Dan Snyder. It's too quiet. I don't want people thinking that he's still going to be here. It's too damn quiet. He messed up.
That was not reality. He's gone. He's gone, bro.
I broke down outside the stadium and that Bama rolled past me. I'm bringing up everything. I dropped my
hat.
Dan knocked it off my head. Go ahead, 57.
I have a question.
I mean, 007. I'm sorry.
If the Burgundy and Gold, because I'm trying to be safe here, if Burgundy and Gold happens to go to the Super Bowl, hypothetically, does Dan Snyder be invited?
Absolutely.
Of course, as long as he's still the owner. As long as he's still the owner, but I'm going to tell you, this league will not have the Washington football team doing anything successful until Dan is. Listen, you heard the mayor. You heard what the mayor said. He said the name and the ownership was the reason that Washington could not come back in Washington, that a deal could not be made. They want Dan out and gone just as bad as we do as the fans, most of us, because I've heard fans also saying they're doing damn wrong. Well, you know, if $5.8 billion is wrong, I don't want to be right. Do me wrong. Do me wrong.
Okay.
I'm used to no dinner and Vaseline. That's done wrong. Mm-hmm. That's when you done wrong. When they ain't feed you or comfort you. Nah,
right.
Dan been getting fed, and he's had all type of comfort. You know, it's time for him to go. Just that simple. Just that simple.
That's
you know?
Just that simple.
Mima, you back with us, Mima? Yeah.
My phone broke. I can't hardly hear what's going on.
Okay.
I was sorry about that, babe.
If you had a Steelers phone, you wouldn't have that problem.
Oh.
If you had a Steelers phone.
I was going to tell you happy Thanksgiving, but I hope your turkey burn up now.
Jimmy, Ma. Y'all don't know, man. He might be one to play with. Manuel, you still online with us, Manuel? Okay, he's muted. Listen. Hello? Manuel, you here?
There you go.
Okay, what's up?
No.
He's
not here.
The Cowboys and Minnesota, man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that Vikings game was. I mean, I thought they was going at least pitch the Cowboys. Them Bammers ain't even get a pitch in. You know what I mean? What was it, Tank? 40-3? Y'all beat them Bammers. Yep. You know what happened? They kicked the defense drawers in their ass during the meeting. They caught up with the offense. I told you, once that defense give us that 115 again, look what happened in the first jump. First play, we got a turnover. We ain't had them in 3 weeks, man. We a turnover defensive team also. We got a great defense, but they got to get some turnovers. And that's what we did. And what you saw with the defense playing at 100% and Dak giving you them 30 points like I said.
I know what you mean. It wasn't the first play, but our first series was a pick six. So, I know what you're talking about.
If Minnesota had run the ball more, they wouldn't have lost by as many points. Dallas ain't good on the run. But they know where in the world they were going to beat Michael Parsons and that defense by throwing the ball.
The Vikings were trying to run. They were shutting down.
They ran over 25 times.
Our defense gave up on the run too fast.
It's the same thing that used to happen in Washington. Kirk, you know what I'm saying? And Cousins is not a good quarterback. I'm trying to tell you.
Let me tell you another thing, though, bro. Regardless, if you look at our record with Minnesota, before they had Kirk and even when they got Kirk, we had their number even when our backup quarterback was in there, man. We just got the number. That's just what it is, man. Point blank. I think we like 8-1 with them.
Okay.
Wow.
This was the year they had y'all, bro.
Say that again.
I thought this was the year they had y'all. I really thought they had a better team than y'all had going into the game.
Nah,
I really did.
I kept telling you, man, defense was only giving me 85%, man. They was lackadaisical, man. I watch them every day. I mean, every Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, or maybe Saturdays when they come home. And I saw what was going on.
So, Brother Tank, I have a question.
Keep playing like this. What's up?
The question is, so on Thursday against the Giants, do this defense continue on, attacking Daniel Jones? And how y'all going to stop Saquon Barkley?
Well, to stop Saquon Barkley, we're going to have to bring some more people down to fill them gaps up, point blank.
All y'all got to do is let Michael Parsons spy him. This week,
I watched when we played him last time, man. And when Michael Parsons was, man, Saquon Barkley is faster than what we think, man. I'm telling y'all, I need everybody to be. We got to be on our game plan with him. One person spying him, I don't want that because I need.
I'm hearing Parsons is fast as well, though. I'm hearing Parsons is quick.
He is, but I don't want him to be the one to be spying him. I want our defense continue to play like they be playing. Let Parsons be all around that line and attack. Because our front four doing their job. We just going to have to fill them gaps up sometimes. That's all that is. I'm telling you, that's the only way we're going to stop Saquon. All that spying Saquon. I don't want them to run Parsons to death, and then he tied his own know what in the third quarter. I don't want that.
So what about ODB, bro? Are y'all going to get him or what? Y'all going to sign ODB or what?
I'm with you, 57. I'm with you, though. I said the same thing you said. I would have fell off the cliff with you. But no,
I think we're going to get the best shot for him. But, you know, they wait until – I think it was after this game Thursday, then he's supposed to be at least coming to be able to start going to the locker rooms and visiting teams. But they said Buffalo got a chance, man. They said Kansas City got a chance. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
I think whoever got the best shot of going to the Super Bowl,
that's where he's going.
Buffalo's a perfect fit because Von Miller already did in Buffalo. That's a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, but you're going to take away from Diggs, man. Do you really want to take away from Diggs?
I mean, that take away from Davis, too, but at least they have a posse. They have the posses there.
I can't with him.
Oh, no.
Well, the Buffalo Mafia version of the posses, rather.
But you know what, though?
I mean, I would love to see the big bro.
San
Francisco don't have a problem.
When you get Odell, if Kansas City was to get Odell, they don't need him to be no spectacular person. They just need him to be decoy like crazy, man. That would mess the team up. They don't need him. He'd be used just like he was used with the Rams. Because he wasn't used like that in the Rams. He just came in and did what he was supposed to do, and that was that.
Right. But I think he'll have...
Well, they better do something.
Bowl, he would explode.
San Francisco for signing every damn body. They've been gonna sign him up again. Signed him up.
You mean that?
Hey, look, they showing us that they got enough room for everybody they sign. They got enough playing time for all of them.
And the Eagles signed everybody on defense.
You ain't lying.
Yep.
They're
picking up everybody.
After the Washington football team stuck a mud hole in them, they got nervous. They started grabbing everybody out there.
Okay. I'm waiting to see Lawrence Taylor back out there on the field.
Holding their chest.
Oh,
they went
my
out and
goodness,
got the biggest
bad.
Man that they could find, too.
Right.
The biggest
right.
man
yes,
that they could
did.
Find.
Yes, they did. Hey, listen, I told everybody, that's how you know you beat the stuffings out of a team. When they start making changes real quick to their roster, you showed them something. You showed
In
them
the middle of the season?
Yes. Right before the trade deadline, too. Ain't that amazing? Right before the trade deadline and all that nonsense. Hey, you know what? Let me say this while I'm thinking about it. Chase Young, go ahead, bring him back to the roster. Don't play the dude, man. Don't play. If you play him sparingly.
On the snap count.
He doesn't have the rhythm of the defense. Not saying he'll hurt the defense. I'm not saying that at all. But he doesn't have the proper rhythm of the defense. And I don't know about anybody else, but when I watch the practice of the Washington football team that Chase Young was in, that boy was limping. He tried to hide but he was limping. So that tells me he has not fully healed yet. So, let that man sit. Let him listen.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the double digits of games for this season. Okay? We all know the type of injury he had, it takes 2 years to come back from. It takes 2 years for everything to get back to normal and working as it should. Bruh, don't rush him out there, man. Do not rush him out there. I don't care how much chomping at the bit he's doing in the coach's ear. I don't care. I do not care. We need him for the long run, okay? Now, if Washington does make it, if Washington does make it to the playoffs, Chase Young is going to be an integral part. He's going to be an integral part. And how beautiful will it be for him to be coming in with fresh legs?
It's going to be great. So don't rush them, please. Please,
yeah.
Revere,
you
have been making some great decisions as of late. I'm talking what you've done with the quarterback position, as far as saying what everybody else is saying. And this was my first time hearing Rivera say this. You know, I see Heineke fitting in better with the offense than Wentz. And we've all been saying.
It's because of character. It's because of his aura. And it's everything that you would love for a person who – and plus he's hungry. They all understand that he's hungry. He don't have a big contract. He's still, you know, out of Old Dominion, graduating from school, and you're in the pro football. You live in your dream right now. There's no pressure on him except for, you know, just win the games. You know, if you don't win games, you sit back down on the bench. But by him winning, everybody.
I'm done. It was good.
You know what I'm saying? So by him playing real good, so they like, look at, don't try and break with, you know, don't break it now. Like, let's keep it going. Let's keep this train going. You see him down, put Carson Wentz in, you're going backwards. You don't want to go backwards. Same with the defense. You don't want to go backwards. You know, especially if you want, you know what I'm saying, being a conversation of a playoff contention. Notice I said if you want to be in the – I ain't say we're going to playoffs. I said you want to be in a conversation of a playoff, you know.
Conversation.
You know what I'm saying? You will be in that conversation. To punch your ticket into the wild card. Because I would love for us to play Minnesota again. Because we had them the first time.
Definitely. I'm with that 100%. 57.
Yes, sir.
You still with it? Let's hear something about your Steelers, right? Let us hear something about your Steelers. Besides that.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. I very rarely do I do this, but I'm just going to have to be humble and bow down, man, because we ain't really got nothing. Our defensive backs cannot stop anybody. They can't beat their way out of a wet paper bag with holes in it, you know. So we hurt big time, for real. I mean, if anybody that watched the game or even saw highlights of the game, we were giving every wide receiver, they were giving them like a 5-yard cushion almost. You're just letting them catch the ball. First down. We weren't doing anything. I mean, I was surprised we scored 30 points, you know, but – I don't know. Ain't too much I can say, man. The mouth of the South is shuffling right now.
What within that 30 points did you like? You know? Yeah. what did you like? I mean, was it your offensive line play? Because you guys are going.
My quarterback. My quarterback and Pickens is looking a lot better. You know, they look like they're finally coming around and hooking up together, getting that same type of thing that Ben and chemistry. Antonio Brown had. You know,
that chemistry.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. But our defense is terrible. Our defense is just terrible. But you know, I our quarterback looks like he's coming around. So I heard Tang say something earlier about not just totally tearing the team down, but building around it. What you got?
Yeah,
that's what we need to do.
Right.
That's what we need to do.
No, y'all need to fire y'all defensive coordinator because y'all defense should not be playing like that. at all.
I'm with
y'all
you, bro.
Like
I'm
curtains.
With you.
Y'all not the steel curtains. Y'all look like the ill curtains right now. Like,
don't
not
do that.
Hey, like
hey, 007.
Don't.
Now, me and you was together with
that.
The Wizards. Now, all of a sudden, you want to go off rail.
Don't do that, 007. Please.
What do you want
to do,
007?
You know we was together.
What do you think?
He want to go off rail, and we was cool. You know, it was me and you against Nas about the Wizards. We was good.
You the one saying that. I'm just thinking about what you said. Your defense is terrible, and y'all look like the ill curtains. I mean, you said
oh,
it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, not
wow.
The ill curtains.
Wow.
The ill curtains. I didn't say that, man.
Can we all say Green Bay is done? Can we say that?
Yeah.
You know,
but I'm saying it, yeah. I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're done. Aaron Rodgers, that finger has gotten too big. That he's pointing at everyone, and now those other four fingers pointing back at him are really starting to show their true colors. You know, because I'm looking at this and I'm like, dude, you want to blame your receivers? It's not the receivers' fault that the ball is 2-3 yards short in front of them.
Right.
It's not the receivers' fault that, you know, the ball is 5-6 yards over their head. That's not the receivers' fault. That's on you, bro. That's on you. And the other week, you know, they made such a big thing about him getting into it with the head coach when he was coming back to the sideline. And I said right then and there, I said, you know what? They are allowing Aaron Rodgers too much. And what I mean by that, they're allowing him to dictate this team. And control things, and we have to admit, Aaron, you're not the same. You're not.
Yeah.
There's only one Tom Brady. There's only one Tom Brady. You know, and think, dude. I think it's about time you. I don't want to say hang it up, you know, but start looking for something else to do. Seriously, because.
Yeah.
I thought for sure that he was going to pull Green Bay out of the muck Thursday night. But it seemed like every time he came out, the worst thing got.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like every opportunity the Titans and boy, Derrick Henry, I'm about to make a Heisman Trophy for professionals and make sure Derrick Henry gets the first daggone award. I'm serious. That dude, man. And it's simple. If you get him running lateral, damn. But if he's going straight downhill, man, Bama's be making business decisions, man. Do I really want to talk with this dude? Do I really want to get in front of him? Nah, I think I'm going to play his name.
Life
do what he do.
When tackling
you
him,
know
what
I'm
getting in front of him.
You know what I mean? So, you know,
I'm going to go ahead and let him have that.
The Ravens.
Is Green Bay mathematically out of the playoffs yet?
No.
I think they are. They're
no.
Not?
No.
No, they still got these games.
Yeah, they. Yeah.
I'm not writing them off yet. I'm not writing Green Bay off yet.
But do we really want to see Green? But do we really want to see?
No,
Green
I don't.
Bay in the playoffs? Okay.
No,
I really don't. I don't. But I ain't writing them off though.
I just want to be in there by myself, just me.
That ain't going.
Yeah.
Don't you want to play somebody, sis?
Nope.
Yeah.
Damn.
Switch gears to your
Baltimore Ravens. I expected more scoring in that game than you guys put out. I don't know what it is with the Panthers, man. It's like sometimes you look at the Panthers and think, okay, they're going to do this or they're going to do that. And then other times you look at them and you're like, what is this team? Seriously. You know, because in this game, watching this game, I went back and forth the same way. You know, I went back and forth the same way because it was just like, okay, what y'all going to do? You know, y'all going to get back at these people's, you know, and it just seemed like Baltimore had every time. So, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Amy, I thought your phone was doing some crazy stuff.
You good. Go ahead. Your beef.
You know who?
I want to hear your beef.
That, the Rams. That's who is kind of puzzling me. The championship Rams. You know what I mean?
Right.
They at the bottom. They 3-7. They at the bottom. Like all the way at the bottom.
Right.
Like
I'm done with them. I'm done with them.
Yeah,
because
I'm like, whoa.
Don't feel bad. I ain't picking the Texans no more. Ever again.
I picked the Texans five weeks in a row previously
before I was like, you know what? I ain't going to pick them against my boys. I'm an owl boy, so that's why I picked the Commanders, because the Texans suck. Lovie Smith.
Wait a minute. You didn't pick the Commanders because they're your team?
No, I picked the Commanders.
He did not pick the Commanders. He picked the Texans.
No, he got Washington football team.
He got the Texans.
He got Washington
pick. Go back to
Darius. Darius was the only one. To pick the Texans. Because remember when we got
the
pick, I said, "Dang, Joe!" I said, "We almost had our first sweep." Because everybody picked Washington. Darius was the only one that picked the Texans.
Darius.
So,
wow,
I thought that was.
Stinker.
Yeah.
Oh, reason why I picked them because they let me down five weeks straight. No more.
But
all
you
right, y'all. All right, y'all. We're gonna have a guest call in here. What's up, bro? How you doing tonight?
Why you talking about some guest calling, man? You gonna stop doing that tomorrow? Some guest calling. Man, it's the reverend, man. It's tomorrow some reverend some guest calling. You wanna get some spiritual evolution and light and enlightenment up in here and stuff. Hi, baby. How you doing?
Boy, what's too long?
I missed the bowel movement segment, didn't it? About the cleansing of the body for the week. Because it's Thanksgiving time, and you know you got to flush your body after you go get them Thanksgiving plates now. Now, even if you at home or if you go to somebody's house, you know that next day or that night on that night, you got to flush your body. And so what you need to flush your body with what you got to flush your body, the turkey and all that stuff down. You got to make sure you eat a sweet potato pie. Because, see, the sweet potato pie, it'll do the flushing for you. It ain't the collars. As the old people say, it ain't the collars. No. The collars, are you'll be regular. But it's the sweet potato pie. It's that vanilla.
Okay.
It's that sweetener. It's that cream.
Yeah.
And that sweet potato pie that's going to give you the flushing.
Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You're not letting me get to my point. Because, see, the flushing, the Washington Commanders, right? Everybody talking about Heineke, but it was the defense, right, that held them up. And if you were real Commander Washington, Redskin, or Washington, whatever the hell them Bammers want to call themselves right now, left hand up, right, then you got to understand, you just seen this scenario before where the defense might be on and the offense ain't clicking, or the offense might be on and the defense ain't clicking. So don't get too far ahead of yourself. I hate people start talking about, playoffs. You better play and keep winning games for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even be thinking about
conversation.
Once you start talking about playoffs, then the scenario, the way things work around in this town is that it don't work out too well for us once they start, they can make the playoffs. The hell with that. They better go beat who they play, the Falcons. Then they better go beat the Giants. Then they better lay down for a week and then go back and beat the Giants again. Then if they don't beat nobody, then I got a can of bacon grease. Anyway, y'all know who this is. I'm going to let y'all go.
Hey,
I got to do the Beyonce.
No, you're not going to drop that and then roll out. You don't see a playoff defense. You don't
I see a playoff defense, but I don't see no playoff offense with that quarterback.
Thank you. Defense wins championships. Thank you.
I understand that, but let
the fans talk and discuss what they want to amongst themselves.
I don't want to hear nothing about no playoffs right now. I just want to see them continue to win. I want to see Tyler Heineke throw some touchdowns during the game instead of, you know why they've been winning the games right now? Because over the last three games, they've been running the hell out of the football. They've been running that football. They've been running. When you got one running back that got 20 touches a game, your team most likely was going to win that game. They don't need to pass no touchdowns. As long as they running that football, as long as they converting on those third downs, running the football or going getting in third and short situations, then they going to have success. Tyler Heineke, he don't have to win the game no more. Only thing he has to do is manage the game. Manage the game.
There you go.
And don't be throwing up
those.
Oh, Lord, please let them catch this ball. The Lord didn't gave him about three of them already. So the Lord ain't giving him no more.
The Lord
give him, and then the Lord trigger, and then the Lord
him. The Lord that I serve has unlimited blessings. He has unlimited blessings. And yes, he gives him and he takes away.
I'm the reverend. I'm the reverend here. Now, did we pray for Thanksgiving? Let us pray.
Stop it, Red.
Lord, save him, Lord. Lord, right now, Lord. Stop that. Because, see, it's Thanksgiving, and we about to play some Dirty Birds. And it's just be the game. Them Dirty Birds, they get mad for all the people eating turkey on Thursday and then whip around and whip our ass on a Sunday. Y'all know who this is. The people's hype man. Say it with me. Red T. Last time I bought, but since it's Thanksgiving, let me cluck like a turkey. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Tomorrow, only a day away. you.
Equality.